The Sea Turtle Hospital officially opened its doors at the Whitney Laboratory, just south of St. Augustine, late last year. WJCT's Allie George reports, since then, it's served around 100 patients suffering from ailments ranging from boat strikes to fishing line entanglements.
Last month, a small crowd gathered on the beach below the iconic stripes of St. Augustine's lighthouse.
I guess it was supposed to be a fun and easy release date where we could come to the lighthouse boat ramp and release Mud Pie, which was a turtle we had since March.
Sea Turtle Hospital Program Coordinator Catherine Eastman says Mud Pie's launch did go smoothly. A pair of researchers carried the turtle into the open water. When it poked its head above the surface, the crowd cheered. But just minutes earlier, a fisherman accidentally hooked another turtle on the same pier. Sometimes hooks can snag turtles' flippers, and those are easy to remove.
Not the case. He actually swallowed the hook, and you could still see it, but it was pretty far down there. So I guess luckily we were there at the right time.
With Mud Pie's tank now available, the turtle, soon to be named Salty, began its journey to recovery.
So we have four big tanks, and some of them are subdivided. So
inside the Turtle Hospital, tanks receive water directly from the ocean, but they must be cleaned regularly and monitored carefully. Volunteers like Madison Skidmore help keep the recovery environment clean.
And then I test the temperature to make sure it's a comfortable temperature for our turtles. And then I test the pH and the ozone. And then if everything's shipshape, then we start the rest of our day.
Well, let me take you in to see the treatment room.
The hospital was built to care for a rising number of turtles with tumors growing on their skin. Although they're benign, they can affect the turtles' ability to see, swim, or dig nests. The tumor-causing disease was common in South Florida, but it's still new in these waters.
The disease is moving more northward. We have, advancing of mangroves in more northern regions than ever before. So, chalk this one up to climate change.
Before this place was built, volunteers would have to drive sick or injured turtles to special hospitals as far away as Boca Raton, Clearwater, or even Marathon in the Florida Keys.
When you're really looking at the numbers, we're not making a huge impact on the population, but I think what we can learn while we have them is the way we're going to impact the population.
She says the Sea Turtle Hospital has helped raise awareness in the local community. As animal care manager Rachel Thomas puts it,
everybody can help turtles. Everybody can make a difference for our planet and all the animals on it.
For boaters and fishers wondering how to do their part, hospital staff encourage them to immediately contact state fish and wildlife officials if they see a turtle they suspect is injured. Allie George, 89.9 WJCT News.